Unit 14, International Baseball.
Felipe Alou has watched the faces of baseball change a lot since he first started playing in the U.S. Major League in the 1950s. At that time, he was one of the first Major League players from a Spanish-speaking country. Now in his 60s, Alou is a Major League manager. As he watches international players from his own country, the Dominican Republic, play on teams with players from Puerto Rico, Cuba, Venezuela, Japan, and Korea, he recalls the tough years he had in the past. And he'll proudly tell anyone, "We were the ones who opened the doors for the rest of them." Searching for new young baseball players with potential, team recruiters these days are traveling all around the world. In 2003, about one in every four players on Major League teams in the United States came from a foreign country, including players from South America, Asia, Europe, Australia, Canada, and the Caribbean. And in the minor leagues, almost half of the players with professional contracts were born outside the United States. Probably the most internationally mixed team in either the U.S. American League or National League, the two professional baseball leagues in the United States, is the Montreal Expos. Among the 40 players on the team, 10 different countries are represented. During practice one day, one of the team's pitching instructors, Claude Raymond, recalled, "We were on the mound talking about situations pitchers could face, and we had a Korean, a Japanese, a Dominican, a Mexican, a French-Canadian, a white American, and a black American all there." This comes as no surprise to fans of the team. They say their city has always welcomed diversity. Although diversity is important, what really counts is performance, and international players of the past have just gone to show that great baseball players don't have to be American. From Puerto Rico came Roberto Clemente, who became the first Latin American to be voted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame. He played in the major leagues from 1955 until his death in 1972. Another Latin player who made it into the Hall of Fame is Luis Aparicio from Venezuela, who played in the majors from 1956 to 1973. Both of these players have been listed among the top 100 baseball players of all time. These days, fans are accustomed to seeing talented players coming from Asian countries, including Korea, the Philippines, and Japan. Japanese players have been recruited by Major League teams since the 1960s, but few of those players were able to make big names for themselves, at least not until 2001. That year, Ichiro Suzuki caught the attention of baseball fans everywhere. It was his first year playing on a Major League team, and he got 242 hits, stole 56 bases, and helped lead his team to 116 wins for the year. Suzuki was named the American League Rookie of the Year and also Most Valuable Player of the Year for the American League.